The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I know. You're thinking, Nigel, why are you playing the Star Spangled Banner? It's not even July 4th or Rose Bowl or anything like that. But for those of you who are paying attention.
I'm not asking that question.
Well, that was Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
But the reason why we're playing the Star Spangled Banner is because for those of you who are paying attention, as of this May 6th, this Saturday, you will actually officially be able to use your Declaration of Independence. Yep.
I will be able to use it?
Yep, it'll actually be active and enforced. You know, if only it had been Prince William who was being coronated, you know, everything would have been status quo, but the Charles coronation nullifies the British Empire officially and actually puts your...
There's so much that goes on here, guys, just so you know.
Yep. I'm just prematurely celebrating, but starting July 6th, you will actually have...
This is a Brit telling us we're
getting
our freedom.
Right. I'm telling you. You've been following this for many years. And so starting Saturday... Actually, it's been a couple of years, but starting Saturday, you will officially have a sovereign nation for the first time since 1871. It was taken away from you in 1871.
And why is it? What is it that Charles did?
He's the wrong guy.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't add up. He's the wrong guy. Wrong bloodline.
Fake king.
But we'll just leave it at that. But you'll see over the next couple months, you're going to see a lot of stuff happening in favor of your country. In favor of the United States.
We need it.
Well, everybody yeah.
We can't take anymore. Right. We need it.
Yeah, we won't go overboard, but as you can see, those of you who are paying attention, like everything around is just crashing, right?
Yeah.
Your banking, your Federal Reserve, all this stuff is coming down, but yet we're all still kind of okay, you know, because there's stuff going on in the background. Yeah. Anyway.
Here.
So I just wanted to say congratulations starting Saturday. Hip hip hooray.
For those of you
the good old USA.
You don't know this, but he's originally British.
Yes.
By way of Amsterdam or Holland, by whatever.
Yep. It's been a long time
now
coming.
Now he's an American.
Yeah. Well, I follow a lot of patriots online, and even many of them are saying, oh, man, finally. You know?
Yep.
So weird.
Today's the day. So, oh, by the way, I did get the date correct. Today's May 3rd. Mm-hmm. And, James, it's kind of cool. This is kind of your weather right now, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it. Now, those few days where we almost hit 90, I was already turning into a raging lunatic.
That explains it.
Yeah. Somebody that should be living in the snow lives in Reading. Who'd have thought?
We get snow.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, I can barely build a snowman or an igloo to move into. It's gone within, you know.
You're 6'4". That's a big igloo.
That's right. But the summers, oh, they kill me.
Nigel and James, and we have Garrett with us, Reading Buzz.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we have some fun guests in the studio. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Carissa Gregory. We have a business downtown Reading. It's called Gather Downtown and Chosen Clothing Company. And this is my husband.
Jared Gregory,
yes.
Yep, I work all the construction projects. It's handy. We are a construction company as well. So
what is the construction
nice
company?
Craft Built Construction.
Yeah.
There it is, right on your hat.
I just thought it was
a
really cool hat.
Yeah.
It is a really cool hat.
It is.
And you know how you get one?
Yes.
Become a customer.
Oh, okay.
What's the minimum? What's the cheapest?
Yeah, I was going to say, I need a dog house.
We'll work something out. A small hat.
A small hat.
My question is, do you need a permit for a doghouse?
Probably.
James does. The rest doesn't.
The rest of us don't need a permit. just James. Poor guy.
Just James. Well, welcome to the show.
And that's got to be really nice to have somebody that can do construction built in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not for you, but for my old manager's husband was a contractor, and let me tell you what, it was awesome.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. He's always working on some kind of project for me at the store, at home. We've remodeled several houses. It's great for me.
So why don't you tell us your story? Are you both originally from here?
Born and raised in Cottonwood, according to my wife, but there's no hospital down there, so it actually took
so it's
place.
Kind of like a bathtub Reading birth or something?
Yeah, no, it took place at Mercy Medical.
So you're a local boy.
I'm a local boy.
Wow.
I've been here since the get-go, and my family's been here since right before Shasta Dam. They were headed to Oregon for a construction job, and they ran out of money in Oregon, and we're still here, and we're still broke. So,
yeah.
Not changed.
Oh, man.
But anyways, yeah, other than 5 years, I moved to Utah. That's where I met my lovely wife, and we've made our way back, and this is home.
You're from Utah.
I'm from Washington State, okay. But I was visiting Utah, and we actually met in a bar.
Oh.
In a bar.
Her mom was the waitress.
You remember the bar?
Yeah, my mom worked at the bar.
Okay.
I was actually underage, but Jared tried to buy me a beer, and I said, no, my mom works here, and she's not going to serve me. That's how we met.
We had to go somewhere else for the
beer. I was going to say, yeah. Oh, that's cute.
So then how did you end up? So you guys met, and that's how you ended up in Reading.
And then we decided to move back to California for the opportunity, and...
And when was that?
You're still waiting for the opportunity.
We're still waiting for that opportunity.
We are waiting. Yes. So we're trying. We're very proactive to seek out opportunities.
How long ago did you move back? How long did you?
2011.
2011. Oh, yeah. So semi-recent.
Yep.
Yeah. Kids.
Yeah, we have 3 kids, and we've been foster parents for 4 years, so we always have like a rotating cast of family members, and it's wonderful.
Wow. Well, that's interesting that you brought that up, because I have questions about fostering, because I think it's very
You don't need
admirable.
Any more.
I was just about to say, James,
I don't want to. I just find it very admirable that people can do that, and I know several people that foster, and I just, part of me is always brokenhearted by it in some sense, because I'm like, you know, I know that mentally you have this, you know, this idea that it's not permanent, but how do you not sometimes fall in love? Right. I mean, I cry over a bird that dies in my cage, much less the child if it has to move away.
You have a child dying in your cage?
No. I just meant like, you know, the sensitivity of it all.
Yeah, it definitely breaks your heart. But, you know, the more love you give away, the more it multiplies. And it's so worthwhile to open your heart.
That's a good way of looking at it. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Even for that brief moment that you have them, if you pour into it, maybe that will make the change for them as later as people.
Yeah, you like she said, you... It does break your heart, but it's never the kind of heartbreak you look back on and regret.
No.
You know?
No, that's true.
And it adds, right? Mm-hmm. Our kids, our biological kids look back, and they have memories that we think will be long-lasting. And it's amazing to see their level of understanding, right? Because how for a little kid can you understand someone coming and then going, and you gotta think, is that biological child asking, am I going to be going someday?
Sure, you
know? Maybe.
But, it's a good opportunity to, share the gospel with them and show them what love's all about. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So how many kids have you fostered?
We've kept them for a little bit longer, so I think it's been like 5, but for the last 4 years we've had 1 or 2 consistently, with the exception of a few months here and there. So...
Yeah, we
get to know him really well. And
little Anthony, we had him when he was 3 weeks old. He fit in my ball cap.
Wow.
And he was with us for 3 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Some close friends of ours adopted him.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
So it's great. Yeah, we still have some, you know, a connection there. So we've definitely had some longer-term placements. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a little odd, though, too. At 3, you kind of know. I mean, I would assume. How does that work? I mean, do they call you mom and dad? I mean, or
yeah, I mean, they don't really know any different.
What I was going to say, how could you, right? So
yeah.
Mom and dad, and then they get adopted by your friends, and you still see them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Is that mom and dad too?
No, so we provide
four
we
mom
provide
and dad.
A little distance at first, right? And it's important to establish that primary relationship with their family, and that it doesn't take long, right? I mean, when you have a care provider that's loving you and serving you every day, it doesn't take long for you to become attached to them, and that's exactly what happened. So,
okay, yeah,
learn something new.
That's heavy.
Wow, I know.
That's heavy.
Heavy and light all at the same time.
Yeah.
Again, like my questions
in the first 10 minutes, we touched on Declaration of Independence, for fostering kids. I mean, this is a heavy show. I think we need to lighten up. Okay, well, let's take our first 2-minute break, and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And we're back. Nigel and James, May 3rd, 2023. Garrett, and we have Carissa.
Almost
Jared.
A free America again.
Almost a free America.
Almost. You almost have your country back. A few more days.
Our country, Nigel.
Saturday. Yep.
Our country.
It's gonna be.
You're in this with us, too.
I know.
You're in this with us.
I've been trying to do my part. You know. Yeah. Okay, so we're here with two lovely people.
Lovely people.
I mean,
they are lovely.
I think you guys have a shot.
Yeah.
You know, making this.
They're a pretty couple, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, let's face it, I'm a keeper.
So you own Gather downtown.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us how that came about?
Well, we wanted to find different ways to get involved in our community, and just being a brick and mortar place where people can come in 7 days a week was something that was lacking in our community. There's a lot of vacancies, and we just thought, what better way to engage than to be an open door?
And so what is Gather? What is Gather? What is your business? What is it? What do you do there?
We have a mix of things. It's very eclectic. We have 50 people in the space, and they just kind of bring their own ideas. We have locally made things. We have consignment clothing. We have candy. It's a variety.
Candy. Okay. Great. So when did this come about?
About 2 years ago. It's almost our 2-year anniversary.
And what were you doing before Gather?
I was actually pregnant when I started it. I was doing the stay-at-home mom thing, working in real estate, just kind of supporting Jared's business. I was pregnant, had 2 1-year-olds and a 5-year-old.
Two 1-year-olds.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Twins?
Well, you know, foster care.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it was a little crazy.
I'm like a fish in a fishbowl. That was gone already. We did a commercial break. Everything's new again, right? I'm like, twins.
Yeah. I like it, you know?
So then you decided to add more to your plate and open up a business?
I don't know. Like, you know, everybody, it was like post well, it's middle of COVID kind of stuff. It was just a weird time, and it was like, what is happening? We have to do something. Everyone's leaving this town, and should we leave too? And we said, no, that's not the kind of people we are. We want to invest. We want to do something. We want to give it a shot to change something before we just leave and go to greener pastures. So we decided, let's do this. What else are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And we decided to try it. I wanted a place that, like, as a mom, I could go with my stroller of three kids and just feel at, like I was welcomed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And not looked at dirty because they're screaming and yelling.
Yeah. But now, yeah.
So a lot's changed since 2020, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very different.
So how's the business been for you?
It's been a learning curve. I mean, every day it's something new. I mean, there's another wave of illness, and then there's some kind of, you know, gas prices, and then there's the parking downtown. It's just a new thing every month.
Yeah. Don't you just love the parking downtown?
I'll tell you this, as a similar format in the scheme of things, we're at 15 years, and I still have daily issues and learning, so you still have a long way to go.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. I'm just going to stop learning.
Thank you for the encouragement, James. That's nice.
No, I mean, it's a good thing. But, yeah, there are days where you're just like, oh, my gosh, like, what in the world? Like, what kind of a rule is that, right?
Or you have some, you know, crazy customer, or you have some bad review, and it's like, you know, there's just so much that can take you down to the negativity, and you just feel like, oh, I'm just this mom with my three little kids, and I can't do this, but I have my husband, and he builds me up every day, and we just go open the doors again, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah, there's so many good things.
Keep opening the door, because there are days, I mean, I've had days where I'm like, I'm done, right? Yeah. Like, you know, and then I just show up the next day, and you're kind of a little down, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, I can do this.
Yeah, then it's a great day, and then you feel like a crazy person. You're like, today's the best day ever.
Yeah, it's very manic. So
yeah, it
is
very
manic.
Yeah, brick and mortar, retail, I don't know.
You've almost got to build this wall in your head that just blocks out the negativity. Just don't even, just keep marching forward, keep focused on what you're doing.
And as a person that doesn't have that, that's not one of my strengths.
He doesn't have a wall.
Yeah, I don't have a wall either.
I get very...
I mean, you just got to block that stuff out. I mean, it's really no different than the media. I mean, it's just negativity, and we don't get anywhere.
And positive. I can't stand that you can't go in and change or at least fight Yelp reviews, right? And it's so weird how the story, I mean, like what truly took place, what the story is. And you're like... And then I just want to go back and take my video cameras that they're, you know, there that are recording everything and just post it and say, you be the judge, right? Mm-hmm. I never do, but.
Yeah, be careful. You can fight Yelp reviews. They just take a lot of time and a lot of money.
No, thank you. I don't have that
money. Yeah, you just have to let it go.
And you really do.
Yeah,
you
really I just remind myself, they must, like, really be miserable. Oh, this is the biggest part of their day. Like, they wanted to talk about me and what I did wrong. It's,
then that's what
try
I
to
say
have
to
that
myself.
Grace. And
I don't have time for that, right? Yeah. So if you have time for that, then obviously you're just a miserable person.
Yeah, a miserable person. And you just take that empathy and
I mean, I have a hard
enough
time really when something exceptional happens and taking the time just to share it, right? Mm-hmm. Because at that point, that's what you want somebody to have success, right? So I try really hard if I've had an exceptional experience to actually reach out and say it. And even that's difficult. And I want to do it, right? Yeah. So to complain, it's like, I don't have time.
Yeah, and I mean, we see, and that's the thing that gets us down, is we see a lot of negativity around downtown and what's going on down here. And it's a lot of local conversation. And I think we all should take some ownership in that.
Yeah.
You know, let's be positive. Not everything's perfect. Let's keep fighting.
Yeah.
For positive change. But I think we have a glorious future, and we need to stay focused on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would agree.
So now that you're actually actively in downtown, and if somebody from City Hall was to come by and say, hey, do you have any suggestions for us of what we could do different?
Well, as a matter of fact, here's my little book.
Right.
Yeah, we'd probably say leave.
Oh, leave.
Well, I don't know.
So
the city councilman.
So the hot topic now is obviously the paid parking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
it's been kind of a hot button issue. I think when you guys posted the the parking thing on Reading Buzz, we were inundated.
Yeah, it was.
I think it's time to do a follow-up.
I think so, too.
What were the results? I didn't see
that.
Staggering?
Nobody. Nobody thought it was a good idea. Why are you doing this?
100% was right.
Yeah, no, 110%. I mean, people from out of town were even chiming in because people were sharing things, going, like, this doesn't even really work in, like, almost L.A. Why would we want to do this here in Reading? Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, we know a couple of businesses downtown that have reached out to us and it's like, we don't know if we're going to make it. Mm-hmm. Like, we've actually seen a decrease because of, because it's a two-hour limit. Mm-hmm. And people were just going, with the dollar being stretched so thin now, it's like, you know, people are making, some people are actually making efforts not to come downtown Reading anymore. It's very sad.
No, we have people coming into our store sharing that, you know, they only came down because they had to, but that, you know, they didn't have this one thing they needed to do. They're boycotting downtown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, come on. I mean.
It is a boycott, though. People actually come into our store and say, I'm all about boycotting your voice.
But when they're boycotting downtown and they're not spending their dollars down here, that's your whole business, right?
Because unfortunately, the conglomerate that made this decision, their wallet's not going to get hit. It's you guys' hit. It's not like the Bud Light fiasco we're starting to see where people are actually kind of voting with their wallet, so to speak. But
how narrow-sighted. If this was an economically prosperous area for the city, it would benefit them.
Exactly.
So it does hit their wallet.
Yeah.
So has the paid parking affected your business?
Foot traffic is down. People do just walk in and start complaining about it, and it's really, so
it gets your day off to a good start.
Oh yeah,
when they walk in,
yeah, they want to vent, and we're the front line. They vent to us.
Isn't it amazing? Like seriously, like I feel like sometimes you're a therapist.
Yeah,
do you want to buy a toffee, or do I need to get a couch and a pen?
Yeah,
and pencil?
Maybe we should just do that.
Yeah, there's your ticket item right there.
There it is, $120 an hour.
Yeah, right. Mm. So yeah, it's a very strange thing. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I do think again we'll look back and now it's a big deal and it is a mm-hmm. big deal and we need to fight for change on it, but we'll look back at some point and just remember it as a bump in the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, I mean, I've been here long enough. Well, I mean, you probably as well, but. We've seen it happen. We've seen it used to be paid parking, and then they took it all out.
Just comes and goes.
They put it in again, and I'm like, at some point, who's responsible for? I mean, that's a lot of money has been spent putting in and taking out and putting in parking.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and they did a meeting with downtown business owners over at the IUF Hall, I don't remember the gentleman's name, it doesn't matter, but the city employee that I think engineered all this and kind of put it together and spearheaded the parking wasn't there to listen at all. He was just there to tell everybody how things were going to be, and there was overwhelming feedback in that meeting. And, you know, he just had a plethora of excuses and reasons why in his mind it was okay. But I don't see him owning a business down here.
Mm-mm.
I don't see his employees having to walk through the – you know, three blocks or four blocks.
Well, if he works for the city, he's being paid by us.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it's disheartening. People walked out of there deflated because they didn't feel like they were being served. They felt like they were being walked over.
I have a recording studio in downtown, and it's affected us because a lot of...
Like,
no, you're like, where is the voice coming from?
I'm
the
last.
No, so
we
have, so the hard part for us is we have a recording studio. We're directly affected by this. Yeah. Sessions go longer than 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so for us, it's like, I get the idea of like wanting to incentivize business and foot traffic and turnover. But why would we have parking paid for 2 hours? It should be free parking for 2 hours. And anything after
past
2 hours
is
a charge more than a dollar. I would be okay with it being more than a dollar at that point. But it's just, it doesn't, I don't know.
Should we all just vote
that's
whether we want to
well,
vote
you know,
I like
mean,
that concept.
No, this is what should have been done, and it's ridiculous that it's not
because most
done.
People parking at your store and my store are not there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, Liam, did they ever ask you what you thought?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
I'm 19.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I don't matter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's actually a really great idea.
Yeah, see, first 2 hours are free. Past that, it's whatever.
You can still
use the app and the payment. I mean, the infrastructure's there to support that. Nothing would change other than you would have to,
Well, it's pretty interesting that there's lots of, I think that's a great idea, and I'm sure there's a lot of other members of this area down here that have great ideas. but why can't it be a conversation with the city as a way to create a solution?
Yeah. Right?
Because that's not the way it works, mate. After Saturday. Come back after Saturday.
Yeah. I'll be here Sunday.
Right. No, but...
All right, tell you what. Let's take our bottom of the hour 2-minute break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Michael Jackson fan?
Oh, I don't like that song. Look at Liam in there. No, it's not.
He's dancing.
Work.
He's got it going on.
He likes
it. He's all happy.
He likes it. Not gonna work, Liam. Not gonna work.
There's such good pockets.
Welcome back, Nigel and James, with Garrett and Chris and Jared from Gather. Is it Gather or Gather Downtown? It's a natural thing to want to say Gather Downtown.
I'd say Gather Downtown, yeah. But a lot of people say The Gather or Gather. I don't know.
We're not associated with the church.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. The Gather sounds like
gathering.
The Stirring or the Gathering Church or something.
Some people say that. I don't know. I say Gather Downtown. That's our official, like, DBA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm.
But if someone had church questions, could they come in and you guys could help them out there?
We're believers.
There you go.
We're not associated with any church.
So maybe a church in the future. No.
No, we
don't
have
money in it.
Watch it, Nigel. Watch it, Nigel.
There's good money in it. There's good money in starting
a
church.
If it's good enough for the Kardashians, it should be good enough.
The Kardashians don't have a church.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
What's its name?
It's 3 C's. It's called California Community Christian.
I don't believe you.
Well, look it up.
I will.
How they funnel all their money. They get to tie to the church, and then the church gives it around the backside.
I'm telling you, there's good money in starting a church in Reading.
There is.
Well, we're just trying to take care of our kids.
I was about to say, there's also a thing called Judgment Day, so we should be careful.
Yeah, and taking care of our customers.
There you go.
There to, you know, sell them clothes. And
okay, so you've been in business 2 years, so do you have a lot of regular customers?
We do. We have the most amazing customers. I mean, I thought, like, going into brick-and-mortar retail, I was going to be like, ugh, the customers. But no, it's like they fill me up, and I genuinely have so many great relationships with them. Wow. And it's like that is so great for me to just kind of leave the mom life on my, like, 1-2 days that Jared lets me go, and I go to work, and I just work the register, and I love being with those people, and our regular customers are amazing.
So what are some of your best-selling items?
Our clothes. We have consignment clothing, so anyone can bring clothes in, and they sell it there. Men's, women's, children's, we do consignment. That's like a huge portion of our business.
Yeah.
So that's a good little outcalling there. So if you're within earshot and you have clothes, right?
Yeah, like resale clothing. It's things that, you know, are still in really great shape, you know, mint condition, but, you know, they're pretty loved. And people bring them in there, and we pay cash, and we resell them in the space. And people get great deals on designer brands, you know, casual wear, awesome things. So we have a huge following for that.
I picked up a beautiful Gucci suit there last week.
Oh, be quiet, James.
Well, if I can have an honest moment, so I...
Just one?
Yep, I tried. Just one.
Just right. One honest moment.
The Judgment Day thing, right? We're not going to think about that.
That'll be forced, honestly.
I remember about a year ago, you know, I'm a construction guy. I didn't understand the women's consignment clothing or, you know, the crafts and things like that. It's just not, I'm not an artist, you know. But I was taking my wife out on a date, and she walked out in a dress, and she looked gorgeous. And then I found out she paid $3 for it. I was like, all right, we're going to, I mean, at least.
Now you can get a steak, girl.
So that made you happy? That was a good day?
You earned it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, some things will sit on the shelf and get missed there, and they'll get marked down over time. And then they go on the, you know, sometimes we have $2 rack items.
Yeah,
and you know
what your customers are feeling when they buy something that they really see and love at those kind of prices. Sometimes it's like that's pure joy.
Yeah, it is neat.
It totally is. I mean, I've run into that from time to time somewhere where you're just like looking around like, is this really this much? Because I'm in total. I just love this. Right, my kids are so into that right now.
Yeah.
All my three boys love to go looking for used clothes.
Yeah.
It's very trendy.
I know that they go in there a lot, especially because their girlfriends drag them into your place to buy
clothes. I love it when a customer just sees something they love, and they're like, they look at that price tag, and they're so excited. And they run to the register, and they say, I'm going to buy this. Like, I'm going to look around more, but don't you let anyone else buy this.
Right.
It feels like a good way to serve our community, and that's what it's all about.
You guys need to put a really cool clearance bin out front so that you can just, and like, go and watch all the cat fights and stuff. That would be fun.
Being charged tickets
to
admission.
Well, we actually are going to do that this weekend. It's funny you mentioned that because we have an event on Saturday. It's Beauty, Wellness, and Wine.
Independence Day?
Well, this is for the moms because Mother's Day is coming up, and so we plan an event every year for the moms as an appreciation. There's going to be a partnership with Mosley. They're going to be doing wine tasting. And then we're going to have our clearance bin out front where the really good deals are.
It's going to be a good, because they're going to have a little buzz on with their wine.
Probably going to
need a
bouncer.
They'll be fighting over the clothes, and they'll be holding wine in one hand.
I got to bring a lounge chair and just kind of watch.
So it's going to be fun. And that's the same day as Hops and Shops, too. So it's going to be a busy day for us. Our event's 11 to 3, and then Hops and Shop is
and
right after
I think we
that.
Have Eel River Brewing in our store, right, dear?
You know, that is a management question. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Sir.
I don't manage
that.
She
just owns
the
place. Yeah. She's just the owner.
I would shout out to the fellas. There will be beer. So
We're not sure what, but there will be some.
Wine in the morning, beer in the afternoon. You got to come.
And do not mix those
at
all. So what made you guys pick downtown Reading? Did you have any other locations in mind?
Well, I have we looked all around, and we kind of, like, we're new business. A lot of places were like, we're not going to lease to you, so we're like, okay, well, let's go find this giant building downtown that somebody will. It was hard to, but we love downtown, too. It's so gorgeous down here, and there's so many things to love about just the architecture and the space, and it's just, I love it. We're really excited with all the beautiful changes that are happening, and we love our space, too. Our store is really
It's cool. Just,
it's a cool building. It's the old Thompson building. Has a lot of character. There's this cool slide in the back that our kids go down.
I was going to say, that's funny you brought that up, because that was one of my things when I saw the building. I was like, look, it's got a built-in slide.
Yeah, picked up on that right away.
Yeah. Shoot, downstairs. Whoosh. Yeah, yep. For packages. Mm-hmm. So cool. And also, too, it's got to be really cool that, forgive me. I just lost my mind.
Mosley?
Not Mosley. Across the way, the new winery that's
coming. Oh, yeah, oh, New Clairvaux.
New Clairvaux, thank you. Yeah.
When are they coming? It says 2023.
I don't
soon,
know.
Soon. They've had some. They've had some setbacks. They've been talking to us kind of a little bit. So yeah.
Well, I love all the wine downtown. Yeah. It's so great. Yeah. And then you guys have the wine in your shop.
Death by permit.
I look in the windows. Like, do I see? Is there any movement?
Is there any movement in there?
Well, it's been a long time in the making because actually their head of marketing came into our store.
Mm-hmm.
Months and months before they ever even made the announcement, and they were looking for places, and I said, hey, you need to go down there and check it out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He misunderstood and came back and was like, I don't think that would be a good place for us. And I said, why? And he said, well, I mean, gosh, everything's closed. I mean, it's like I can't imagine running a business here. And I said, what do you mean everything's closed? Like, the whole building's empty. And I said, no, it's brand new. He thought because they put those names out the fake names that they were all businesses that had gone under.
Yeah.
It fooled so many.
I know. And I'm like, no. I said, those are all fictitious. There's nobody's been in the building. And he was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
He goes, I just thought everybody went out of business. I would never want to put my
business
here.
Yeah, that was a terrible idea.
It was. No, I've had other people too said, isn't that brand new?
Only second to the parking.
Yeah. Well, but I had a lot of people say, man, what happened there? We saw the signs going up. We know the building's new. Like, what's going on? They were asking us. I was like, I think that's just a marketing thing. That's those aren't businesses.
I mean,
that
it's
really
a good idea
in
thought, but right, nobody really knew that.
A little disclaimer would have been cool. You know, it's a little paper like, hey, would you like this
that
space?
That what it enforced was a negative, not a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah.
Is there anybody else moving in down there? Is anybody?
They would know more than any of us. I know that they
Unfortunately, we know a couple of people who are trying to move out of downtown right now.
Yeah.
And so,
because of the parking?
Parking's one of those things, especially a lot of like the beauticians, people cutting hair. I mean, we know several of them. Their first three haircuts are free because that pays for their parking for the day.
Yeah.
Or for the week or whatever. And so it's tough, but,
especially in that industry because like I'll tell you what, my friends own the salon and some of these women come in for services, and they're there for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they're getting the works done, if they're getting nails done.
Yeah, no, this isn't just a quick haircut. These are full beauticians, ready to color, highlights, everything.
Women there seem like they're all day, and I know because in our old location, this salon was right next to us, right? Their car would pull in at 11 for their appointment, and they'd be there at 3 in the afternoon, and I'd be like, goodness gracious, what are you having done?
But with that being said, there are actually a lot of outside businesses outside of Shasta County that are going, Shasta County seems like a pretty cool place, but it is. And so we do get a lot of those calls. And so there are a lot of people that are looking to, at least there are 4 franchises right now that are looking to come out of the Bay Area and they want to put kind of their main store here and they want to branch out to a little bit more northern territory. And, it's kind of odd right now. It's
downtown's a hard sell right now.
It's a hard sell right now. I think it is, again, the parking, but like you said, it is beautiful down here. You know, we've got rich history. It's an easy downtown. You know, it's not like Austin where I came from where downtown exploded and then it was like, oh my gosh, you know, you can't walk. You can still walk around down here. It's still a nice place.
To be honest, I was kind of surprised. I mean, I'm happy that we have all this things going on downtown, but I'm surprised at how long it's taken, and I know that they have decided to be very somewhat
particular,
right? And I get that there's probably some of that too.
Mm-hmm.
But just surprised how long it's taking for at least this first block.
COVID had a lot to do with that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we were shut down for a good construction was well, I think like a year and a half. I don't know on you guys' end, but I know that COVID did a lot too.
Sure.
To halt a lot of that.
So hindsight being 2020, sorry, glad you opened up the store where you opened it up.
Yeah.
And are you in it for the long haul?
Sure. We have to be in it for the long haul. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we probably would say, yeah, let's move out of downtown.
Yeah.
But we do love it downtown, and we are long haul kind of people. Mm-hmm. That's just
and
have
you
are.
Built a community downtown, fellow business owners? You guys like
well, it's a little
network?
Hard for me just because I'm at home with my kids so much. I homeschool. I got little people that need eyes on them all the time. So I'm not like a networking business owner. I have a great staff. They do what they can, but it's not the same as the, you know, Jared and I, if we were to do that full time. But we can't. Jared has 2 other jobs. I have other commitments. we do the best we can.
I'm proud of you for being able to pull it all off, because that's a lot, actually, yeah. Right? It's good to hear.
Well, thank you. It's always nice to have a compliment.
It's good to hear what people are doing behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think sometimes people feel like what they see or think or, you know, it's some grandiose thing, and it really, all of us are working our tails off.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
that's all right. Different levels. And good for you for being able to be at home with your kids, right?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't miss
it.
If you
have good staff and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have an excellent
staff. That's hard.
Yeah, they are just really wonderful people. And we have wonderful vendors that sell in the store, and they volunteer their time. It's an amazing community, and I've been so fortunate to just have that support there. Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, let's take a last 2 minute break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about food.
Okay.
Let's talk about food. Yeah.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Yep. Just think. This is our last show. America's a colony. This is great.
I'm going to have to do some research tonight.
Yeah, Austin needs some stuff. Your colonization is officially over on Saturday. Nigel and James with a whole bunch of friends here. Mr. Buzz himself, Jason.
The big buzz.
Hey.
How's it going?
Que como esta?
Yes, my man. So this is kind of a fun season. We have a lot of stuff going on, right? I mean, the next thing is Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's all kinds Friday. Of... Hold the mic up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
but fine. also First Friday is on Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's a double whammy.
It is a double whammy, yeah.
And tomorrow, may the 4th be with you.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. We're having a...
Yikes.
We're actually having a...
blew out the mic. Okay.
We're actually having a Star Wars sale at the toy store.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, I have to get down there.
Flash sale, Star Wars,
well,
yep.
You, Mr. Garrett Jones.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones. No.
Yeah, we own the
Garrett,
toy store
said,
mall.
No,
I'm just saying, sure, I'm just agreeing with him. We've got a lot to do. There's only 2 of us.
Yeah. And then... there's some Cinco de Mayo stuff going on, right?
Lots.
Oh, yeah, there's so much... Where do you start, man? I mean,
the big question is, where will you be? Because that's what
all I'm over, right. All over. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Starting with Cicada Cantina, obviously nobody knows this, but I'm going to release the cat out of the bag right now.
Okay? Yeah.
They're having a mechanical bull tomorrow.
That sounds
on the cool. lawn.
That's oh, really?
Painful. A mechanical bull. Can you believe that?
Uh-uh. Well, James is right there.
James, I want to see you ride. Sally, ride. No.
How many beers do you have to have for you?
I was say.
Yeah.
Hey, give me no beers here. You need to be like, yeah, hard okay. stuff for me to
what
be
else?
Flexible.
Margarita.
Well, no, I was wanting to talk about there's some big stuff happening, yep. believe it or not, the International Space Station. We need to talk about that. I'm yes, not going to let that. Yeah, it's huge with the youth involved. It's big. Yeah. I just got all this today. It's like, okay, let's do this, you know.
Local kids?
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know we have a space program that we've been able to tie into from time to time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're working on that. It's going to be big. It's, yeah, with all the youth being involved. Well, California Adventure District and all
yep.
that, you know. It's going to be big.
Yeah.
It's like youth, anything with the youth, it's a big thing, so,
yep.
you know.
Anything else on Cinco de Mayo?
There's a lot of stuff going on in Tehama County.
Tehama County, yeah. And then
they've got big Cinco de Mayo celebrations.
Huh?
Yeah.
We've got something going on right across the street at the old courthouse.
Yeah, in the Pocket Park.
That's right, yeah.
And that's with, is that with, what's the Mexican restaurant right here?
La Cabana.
La Cabana.
Oh, I've been saying it wrong. La Cabana.
Do you say that? La Cabana or La Cabana?
Cabana.
Are they doing something?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, you just go to the Writing Buzz page and find out. We're putting all that out tonight and tomorrow.
So any new restaurants open up lately that you've been?
You know, I've been wanting to get over there to Whiskeytown Barbecue, and I haven't made it over there yet, off of 299.
Yep.
Yeah, over there by the Holiday Market.
There. I hear that's a good place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, a lot of good reports about that, so want to go there and do a shout out.
Yeah.
And then I actually, somebody told me that the Holiday Inn off of Churn Creek and I-5 right there, right across from Costco, mm-hmm. they have a really good breakfast for $10. Like, it is a great breakfast for $10.
That sounds like a Vegas deal.
That's a $10 deal.
That is so
strange.
That's
hard to beat, you know.
Is that the...
Express, what, a Holiday Express, whatever.
Yeah. That's the Wind River one, right?
No. Not right beside it, on the left-hand side of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a weird place. I mean,
Carissa, Jared, what are some of your favorite places to eat in town? Somebody comes to town and
there's
says,
no wrong answer here, by the way.
Hey, where do you guys suggest we go eat?
Oh, well, some of your places. Yeah, when people come into our store and say, where should we go? We love, like, a date night at Carlene's. It's walking distance from our store. We go down there. We have some wine, some appetizers. We do the main course and dessert. We do it all.
And yet, you're both so skinny.
Well, we work like three jobs each.
Probably three or four, right?
Yeah.
My watch says I do about 12 miles of steps a day in my store, and I'm still big as a cow. So she's like, yeah, your problem, not mine.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Anywhere else? Any other favorites you guys like to eat?
We love Thai food. There's the Thai Hut, and then what's the place over there?
The Thai restaurant on the Churn Creek?
Yeah, Thai Hut.
Off of Hilltop. Yeah, that's the Thai Hut off of...
That's my favorite type of Thai Hut.
Thai Hut.
Hartnell.
Yeah, that's on Hartnell.
How about
that's
the one by the UPS favorite. Store on Hilltop?
Oh, the Champa Garden.
Champa Garden. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. I love Thai food, man. But, hey, I love food anyways. So, you know.
Jared and I constantly debate which one's the best.
You know, I get right here at Kobe, they actually have you can get a beef or chicken pad Thai that's really good.
Yeah, I've had that. It is good. Yeah.
Donya's Thai at the bottom of Miracle.
Oh,
Miracle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is that's another good one.
Dill's Deli. Got to stop in there for a sandwich every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Got to love Dill's Deli.
Yep.
I have the barbecue Sunday, tri-tip Sunday.
I like me a sandwich.
Yeah, and we love, the sandwichery right by us, too. They're great. And for beds, sure. We go to those places a lot. And
Charlie's?
I don't know if we've been there. I don't
you guys
know.
Haven't been? Well, it used to be Mary's Pizza Shack.
Once since they changed their name.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Lulu's, that's obviously,
We go there for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get our Bloody Mary.
You guys go there quite a bit, don't you?
We have I have friends that really like it there. I like it there, but they like it, so we go there for breakfast as an alternative for place. Yeah,
I don't think
I've ever eaten dinner there, but I eat breakfast there.
I'm coming out with my own pizza. I'm gonna find a pizza restaurant that will make it for me, but it's gonna be good.
Buzz Crust.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be good.
Buzz Crust.
Not the Buzz Kill, right? No, we don't want that.
You need to go to Cinders and tell them to try it out.
Yeah, Center's has great food. And Tasty, yeah. There's always a line there.
The guy told me about it. He goes, Jay, he goes, this sells out every time I made it. He used to work at a pizza place. And he said, I'll give you the
recipe.
It's a recipe, but it's real simple. But he goes, everybody likes it. I went, well, okay, we can name it like the Buzz Pizza or something like that. You know?
So how's Writing Buzz doing?
Writing Buzz doing good. Yeah, we're so busy. Oh, wow. Yeah, we're right in the heat of it now. I mean, no pun intended, but, you know, it is so crazy right now. A lot of stuff happening, a lot of events, a lot of music. Oh, yeah. Like the next thing happening downtown is, what is it, the Hops and Shops? Hops and Shops.
And First Friday. We have First Friday.
Yeah. And First Friday. That's right. First Friday. I was going to mention that.
So we have Thank two you. In a row, yeah. First yeah. Friday.
First Friday.
Live music at our store.
Did you guys already talk about that? Or
we
did,
a little bit. We did. We talked about First
playing?
Friday.
You guys play?
I do not play.
Who do you have coming in?
Madeline West.
Okay. Is it she just sing good singer guitar kind of thing, or
we haven't had her before? It's just we kind of open it up to whoever comes into the store, and they get on a list
and ask.
Yeah, they ask. We want we want the people that are patroning our store, and we all want to support our community and our customers.
Your guys' store is so awesome. It's so diversified too, and you guys what you've been doing to that shop is amazing.
That's the benefit of being married to a contractor. He brings that
we did cover right at the beginning.
Kudos, kudos.
But thank you. I do appreciate that.
If you're looking anybody for the side, I'm more than happy to date if I can get your services. Because I need a construction person, too.
Yeah.
So that's your business, Craft Built?
Craft Built Construction, yep.
Construction. You guys busy?
We are busy. We've been steady. We're a general engineering, so we're a general A and a general B contractor. So, we've got experience just about anything civil, all the way up to, structural remodels and things of that nature. So, yeah.
You go to James's store.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sounds like you got some water leaks over there.
I need some serious construction. I think the place, one of the walls that we have in there is from like the 1800s. I think that the trusses that are leaning on it may need a little help.
Cool.
Yeah, before the tons of bricks fall on us.
So the next big event is coming up, the 75th Reading Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
If you're new to town or you're listening and you've never been to the Reading Rodeo, that's kind of an experience all week long.
Have you gotten an influx of any kind of like Western apparel?
Yeah, we have a whole section of Western apparel because, we're gearing up for those people coming in looking for their rodeo outfit, those ones.
Well, and that's
once a year cowboy hat.
Yeah, we have the once
Thank
a year
you.
Cowboy hat available.
Good. Well, I'm glad.
And we're going to be in the parade, too.
Yeah, we're going to be in the parade. We have a Girl Scout troop, and we're helping the council with their parade float. And then, of course, there's the pancake breakfast that is there. So we'll be open early for that, too. So if you go to the pancake breakfast, come in and see us after.
Oh, that's good. You guys will be open that early?
We're...
Like, they open, like, they start feeding at 5 or 6. Yep. Yeah,
I'll be there if my customers are there.
Yeah, no, I'll kick her out of bed. I'll get her up, She'll be down there.
Few shots of espresso.
That's all I need,
Lock and load.
See, I like that it always comes back around to food. Any other new food places that you've been frequenting?
No,
lately?
Not really. No, that one I was telling about the barbecue, the Whiskey Town Barbecue. Yeah. There.
How's the cookie place doing? What's it? The matcha?
How do you say
donuts.
It? Macho. I call it mocho. Whatever.
Macho
donuts. What? We did a shout out there. Promoted it. And then they had a slow time, so they shut down to them early, and they opened back up. So I've never had a donut from there yet. I've had a crumble cookie.
I think we need to invite them onto the show.
Yeah.
And they need to bring some samples.
Crumble cookie.
Crumble cookie.
Crumble cookies they're just so big and sweet. I'm like, oh. It's like a brick going down for me. Of course, I am diabetic, so I'm also almost in a coma, but,
Okay. We have one more minute left. I want to thank you guys for coming on. Why don't you give us Chris and Jared from Gather Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how can people reach you?
Well, thank you for having us. We really have enjoyed our time here. You can reach us just like walk into our store because we're there. That's where we're at.
Your address, where are you guys?
1322 Bude Street, downtown Reading, on Pine and Butte, and we're open 9:30 to 6:30 every day, and on Sunday 11 to 5.
Excellent. Very cool.
Thank you very much.
Nice spending the hour with you guys.
Yeah, thank
Congrats.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, North State.
Awesome. See you next week.
Yeah.
Bye. See ya.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.